Get ready to hear the truth about America on a show that's not immune to the facts with your host, Dan Bongino.
Folks, I'm scrolling through social media yesterday doing some show prep, and I see this electoral map. It's from Steve Dace, and it's a prediction of what could happen. I look at the map, and the first thought in my head is, holy shit, this guy could be onto something. I think he's wrong about one state, but if I'm wrong, or he's wrong and I'm right, we're all in a lot of trouble. Because I'm going to show you this map, and you're going to say what I'm saying. Oh, snap, like that could happen. Like, it's really likely to happen. Stay tuned. This is going to definitely toast your muffins, bake your bagels. Today's show is sponsored by Blackout Coffee. Stop giving your money to those crap coffee companies that are woke. Drink Blackout Coffee. Why? Because it tastes good. Tastes great. Go to blackoutcoffee.com/Bongino. Use coupon code Bongino for 20% off your first order. We love it. Big show for you today. I got that. And a quick warning in the beginning, the Intel community is putting out, leaking to the Wall Street Journal now, that something's going to happen within the next 2 days, which is very strange. Even when the leaks are generally BS, they don't typically put a timeline on it. Why? Because they don't want to look stupid if something doesn't happen in 2 days. You can always just say, well, something's going to happen. That way, when it does, you can go, look, we predicted it. If you're putting a date on it, folks, I've been doing this a long time, probably means they know something. Stay tuned. Shopbeam.com/Bongino. What's Beam? Listen, night owls. It's a product that helps you get to sleep. Sleep is so important. It's critical, that deep, healing, resting sleep. If you're not getting it, your lifespan shortened. You could be prone to all kinds of sickness and disease. Sleep is so important. Show me a guy who sleeps 4 hours a night, and I'll show you a guy who's half the man he should have been. I'm dead serious. I use Beam's Dream Powder. I love it. There's hope on the horizon. Let me tell you, this stuff's been a game changer for me. See, when we're sleeping well, you're sharper, you're more focused, you're ready to tackle whatever life throws your way. You can handle stress better. Beam's Dream Powder, it's like a lullaby in a cup. Here's the best part. Dream is formulated with all natural ingredients tested for high quality efficacy. There's no grogginess the next day. It tastes amazing. Just pure, blissful sleep. And it's easy to incorporate into your nighttime routine. Just mix it up. It tastes amazing. Sip and slip into sweet dreams. So if you're ready to kiss those sleepless nights goodbye, head on over to shopbeam.com/Bongino. Use code Bongino for up to 40% off your order. That's shopbeam.com/Bongino. Use code Bongino. Trust me, your future self will thank you. Until next time, sleep tight, shop Beam, check it out. All right, fellas, Friday. Man, you guys are slow on the bell. You guys got to get a little like, these guys with the bell, they're like, the bell's like, you got to just ding that baby. Imagine walking out into a boxing match. You're like this, and you're like, you got to stop in the middle of the ring. Get a little frosty with that bell. Folks, be ready for anything. Look at this Wall Street Journal report. Iranian attack expected on Israel in the next 2 days. Someone's leaking this to the Wall Street Journal. Folks, it's a big deal. They typically don't put a two-day marker on this thing. If you're putting a day marker on this thing, that says to me that the intel is likely real. There's no reason for them to do that if they didn't believe something was going to happen. You leave it open-ended, not close-ended. That way, if something happens in 2 weeks or so, then, you know, you say, oh, look, we predicted it. 2 days, if something doesn't happen in 2 days, it looks like you blew it. Just keep your eyes open. I'm not going to spend a ton of time on this, but this could lead to a wider, more global expansion of this conflict going on in the Middle East right now. It'd be a really big deal. So bottom line is, be ready for everything. This is what I want to talk about. We need to discuss this map right here. So Steve Dace, a friend of mine, Steve is a DeSantis guy, but I like Steve and I go back a long way. You know, listen, I don't, people are conservatives. I don't think we should be biting each other's heads off because we supported different candidates. We need these people back in the mix. Okay. So here's the deal. He put this map up and this is his prediction. Now, I think he's wrong. I think Trump's going to win. As you can see from this prediction, he says he thinks Democrats are going to win. Democrats obviously being Joe Biden, 275 to 263. But I want you to pay very close to this electoral map right here. Can you expand this just a little bit? Like it's expanded so the audience can see the numbers on that. I want you guys to take a look at this map. He has basically Donald Trump losing Michigan, Wisconsin, Minnesota, and Pennsylvania, winning Florida, Ohio, North Carolina, Georgia, and Arizona. This map is pretty good. I don't get ahead of these things. I don't think there's going to be a sweep of any of these swing states because I think there could be some shenanigans, especially in Pennsylvania, and I'm getting ready for some October surprise. However, there's one state I disagree with them about, and this is where shit gets real, folks. This is why I keep telling you maintaining control of the House both now and through the election is so important. It is absolutely critical that we have a Republican House moving forward. Put the map back up again. Try to scroll in on this. We could look at the state of Nevada. Nevada with their 6 electoral votes, okay? So right now he has it at 275 to 263. Nevada has 6 votes. He has it going blue. Folks, I don't think that's going to happen. I disagree with him here. I think Trump has a really good shot of winning Nevada because I've got a lot of relatives in Nevada. And just like my brother, the electrician, told me Trump was going to do very well with the working class union vote back in 2016. Thank you. My connections in Nevada right now are telling me that the Hispanic vote in Nevada, which is quite substantial, keep that up on the screen a second. I want you to look at that number. 6. If Trump wins Nevada, ladies and gentlemen, let's do some quick math. What happens? Well, let's say this map is legit, which I think it very well could be. This is not a stretch by any means. Give the 6 to Trump. What does he have? 269. Take him away from the Democrats. 275 minus 6. What does that equal? I know Democrats are having trouble with some math. 269. Now, this is assuming, by the way, that there's a change in Nebraska and that one electoral vote goes our way. So that's an assumption built in, just to be fair. Ladies and gentlemen, how many votes, electoral college votes, do you need to win? You need 270. So if this map holds, which again, I don't think is a stretch at all, and Trump does win Nevada rather than Biden, you got yourself a 269-269 tie. Now, I was talking with Anita this morning in the chat, Queen Anita, we love in the chat. She is the grand dame of the chat. And she's like, what do you think the chances of this are? I said, likely. She's even with RFK. With RFK, I think it's more likely. I think it's more likely because I think RFK is going to siphon away a lot of minority votes away in some of these swingy type states, Georgia and elsewhere, North Carolina. I think this thing, even if you built in like 1% cheating, which is roughly what I've been told, 1.5% may be cheating in states with poor voter integrity controls. Folks, we may have a race that goes to the House of Representatives for the first time in a really long time. Now you see why that one vote in Nebraska is a big deal? If that doesn't change in Nebraska, well, put the map back up one last time, sorry. And Nevada flips, we lose. We lose. Because then it's the Democrats, they get the Omaha vote, right? The Obamaha vote, Biden gets it. So now it's 276. Even if we lose Nevada, Biden still gets 270. And we don't get that vote, so it's 262 plus 6. So even if we won, it'd be 268. We still lose. I'd rather have it kicked over to the House of Representatives where at least we got a shot. Now do you see again why it's so important that we hold the House now and after the election? Listen, I get it. People are going to tell you, oh, that's hysteria. Even if it gets kicked to the House, it's by state delegation. You're correct. I can read the Constitution too. Do you want state delegations to be Republican or Democrat? Not a hard question, man. Not a hard question. Here's why I see this situation to be a little more likely than a lot of people think. Look at this Politico article where they're even starting to acknowledge it in the playbook that the black vote, ladies and gentlemen, is not going Biden's way. The black vote's going really, really poorly for Joe Biden. While most black men said they intend to support Joe Biden, some 30% of them in the poll said they were either definitely or probably going to vote for the former Republican president. There isn't comparable Wall Street Journal swing state polling from 2020, but Trump received 12% of the black vote that year. Folks, this could be a really, really, really big deal. Even small shifts in the black vote in states like Georgia and Pennsylvania and elsewhere. He wins Pennsylvania, Michigan, it's obviously over. But I'm not going to lie to you. I am concerned about shenanigans. And you should be too. It doesn't mean don't vote. If you take that to mean don't vote, this isn't the show for you. We got a country to save. Here's the good news. It's Friday. I've got a lot of good video for you today. Ladies and gentlemen, they're not sending their best. Look at these idiots in Politico this morning. How Donald Trump gets special treatment in the legal system. Yes, he does. Just not in the way you morons think. Special treatment in the legal system? You mean like prosecuted up in New York by Letitia James for a crime where there was no crime and a fraud with no allegations of fraud with a victim with no victim? Is that what you're talking about? Or a free speech case in Georgia? I'll take a hard pass on that one. You see how they're in real trouble now? Everything they run on, the dipsy-doo flipperoo kicks in. They were just griping a few weeks ago about how Donald Trump may have been using some campaign funds to pay some legal fees. Oh, look at this. Axios, certainly no right-wing outlet. DNC covered Biden's legal bills and special counsel. Interesting. You see how every single thing they accuse you of, they do themselves? Everything. Folks, I got a lot more ahead. They're coming for your guns. I got that. I've got a big show. They're not showing they're not bringing their best here. I've got a series of videos of these morons, which is going to kill the Democrat brand going forward. But this is just a strict encore performance on a Friday. A lot of you asked to see this again. There's a lady who drops by my house. She works here once in a while. She's like, Dan, you've got to play the video of Joe Biden again. We need to see an encore performance of Joe Biden pretending he's a member of every single community. So by audience demand alone, ladies and gentlemen, this is Hat Tip RNC Research. Some people credited me. It is not mine. I never take credit for other people's work. This is RNC Research. Watch this glorious video of Joe Biden, this fraud, kid sniffing, daughter showering, sociopathic, plagiarizing liar. Tell everyone he's a member of their specific community because he's a panderer. Check this out.
I was sort of raised in the Puerto Rican community. I had a very close relationship with the Greek American community, for real. I am Joe Bidenopoulos.
I grew up in a heavily Irish Catholic community in Scranton, Pennsylvania, and a heavily Italian Polish community.
When I say I got raised in the black church, he knows I'm not kidding. The Persian culture is amazing. As a student of the Persian culture,
I probably went to shul more than many of you.
I come out of the black community.
The background of my family is Irish American, not fundamentally unlike the Palestinian people.
I raised in synagogues in my state.
Everybody in town was either Polish or Italian. I grew up feeling self-conscious. My name didn't end in an SKI.
I was raised in a neighborhood where I felt self-conscious. My name didn't end in O.
That's kind of how I was raised, like so many Americans of Irish heritage.
In HBCU, in your home state, Mr. President.
Let me tell you, forget about it. That's where I got raised, man.
Just like rabbis, synagogues, and Jewish community centers in your hometown, and that's the tradition I got raised.
Hardworking people, the middle class, the neighborhoods I got raised in.
I was raised on GM.
I was raised by Danny Noe.
I was raised by a righteous Christian.
I got raised on automobiles.
I don't typically do that. You guys know that. The P1s, chatsters out there, our Apple Spotify crew. You know, I don't typically play things twice, but I'm not kidding. I was just actually explaining to Evita how if you get one or two emails, take a look at it. But if you get 10 or 20 emails on something, people really dig it. I got probably 100 emails from people asking me, Dan, how did you put that together? I didn't. RNC Research did. But I am more than happy to platform it because it's hilarious. Now do you understand? Again, we don't only do things to laugh at them. I'm putting that up there for a reason. You understand why his appeals to specific identity politics communities when he's trying to play the identity politics game falls flat? Folks, black voters, Hispanic voters, Asian voters, they're not stupid. Jewish voters, they're not dumb. When you go up there as the president of the United States and tell every ethnic group possible, imagine he's speaking to a bunch of aliens from Saturn. I was raised in the Saturnian community with the rings. Everybody knows you're full of shit. Identity politics only works if it's genuine and authentic. You get what I'm saying? You know, you can't play like a street guy and pretend to be a street guy to a bunch of street guys. They They sniff it out right away. So do groups of people who sense you're trying to take advantage of them for electoral power. Nobody's buying his routine. And by the way, that map, I'm telling you, that map could happen. Do not sleep on that map. I'm very worried about Michigan and Pennsylvania. However, you want to tick off a group of one-issue voters and tilt the battlefield in this election? The Democrats may believe they have abortion in the bag. I personally don't buy that, but we have an issue too. You want to get people all excited about there, out there. Start talking about taking their guns away. You want people to show up in droves who are maybe marginal voters? Start talking about taking their guns away. Listen, this pats on the back are stupid. They're ridiculous. However, I've been warning you about this forever, and now it's happening. I'm trying to warn you so we stop it and you get out and vote if you are a gun owner or a Second Amendment advocate, okay? We're in real trouble. The Biden administration is doing a little stunt right now, okay? They're trying to reclassify basically anyone who transfers a firearm. They're trying to reclassify everyone as a firearms dealer. Tony, if this doesn't make sense, stop me. You're the audience ombudsman today. If they reclassify everyone as a firearms dealer, then everybody's subject to FFL restrictions. You get what I'm saying? So if I'm, say, trying to give a shotgun to my son on the farm, the government doesn't need to know about this. It's none of their business. The government's trying to make you a firearms dealer. They're expanding the definition so that if you don't go to a store and do a background check, they can then come and arrest you, basically. Why do they want you to do a background check? It has nothing to do with background checks. They know your kid can possess the gun. They don't care about it. They know he'll pass. They want a list. Everybody digging? Yeah, yes or no in the chat, because I can't go forward if you don't understand. They want a list of gun owners. They can't do it if you don't go through a system to transfer your gun. Because if they show up at your house, you can just say, I gave the gun away. It's not illegal. They don't know. Everybody vibing with me? They want, it's a backdoor way of putting you on a list. Awesome. Exactly, Dan. Here, it's happening right now. Politico, Biden to close gun show loophole. There's no freaking gun show loophole, folks. If you're an FFL at a gun show, you have to do the exact same thing as you would at your firearm store. There is no gun show loophole. Oh, they want to expand background checks for firearms. As I told you. Look at this. They have this bipartisan Safer Communities Act. And these rules now require that anyone who sells guns for profit, remember when I showed you what profit meant? It barely meant like a few bucks per firearm, to have a license and buyers be subject to a background check, including firearm shows and flea markets. They've been working on the rule since last spring. Once publicized, this is coming soon, it will take effect in 30 days. Watch when they show up at your house. You give your gun to your nephew and they're knocking on your door going, oh, did you do a background check? Hands behind your back, sir. Here's Biden bragging about it yesterday on video. You better get out and vote, ladies and gentlemen. You got one shot to change this because once the rule takes effect, I got to tell you, it's going to be really hard to get rid of. Take a look.
Today, my administration is taking action to make sure fewer guns are sold without background checks. This is going to keep guns out of the hands of domestic abusers and felons. And my administration is going to continue to do everything we possibly can to save lives. Congress needs to finish the job and pass universal background check legislation now.
They don't want universal background checks. No, he just said it. They don't care about a background check. Folks in the chat, how many criminals you think buy guns using a background check? Give me one. 0, 1%, 10%, 100%. Here's the answer. A donut, none of them do. Why don't they go get a background check to get guns, criminals? Does anyone in the chat know? Because they won't pass a background check. So they just buy the gun on the street. He doesn't care about background checks. He wants a list of gun owners so they know where to go to get the guns as they take back power if they win this election. I'm telling you right now, you better take this check to the bank and cash it. I have been warning you about this for probably close to 5 years now, maybe more, that this is their plan. It has nothing to do with background checks. That's a myth. They don't care about background checks. They want a list. That's it. gonna take a quick break, but I just want to show you this quick. You see David Hogg kid get absolutely wrecked by this escapee from the Chinese Communist Party. David Hogg, a big anti-gun activist, was on some doing some speech, and this woman who escaped from the Chinese Communist Party, I think she's running for Congress, she just nails this guy. This is great. Check this out.
Actually, I am a Chinese immigrant who survived communism. And under Mao, you know, 40 million people were starving to death after he sold communism to them. And 20 million people died, murdered during his Cultural Revolution. So my question to you, David, is that can you guarantee me a gun owner tonight? Our government in the U.S., in D.C., will never, never become a tyrannical government. Can you guarantee that to me?
There's no way I can ever guarantee that any government will not be tyrannical.
Well, then the debate on gun control is over because I will never give up my guns. Never, never. And you should go to China to see how gun control works for dictatorship of CCP.
I love this lady. Fantastic. You see how when you put these people back on their heels, they have no answer for any reasonable question you ask them? Can you guarantee the government's not going to become tyrannical like just about every other government's become throughout human history? It didn't guarantee certain constitutional liberties and freedom. I can't do that. Then I can't give you my guns. I'm sorry about that. But thanks for playing. Have a nice day. Folks, they're not sending their best, man. This party branding on the left is a total disaster. All these guys that claim the lib mantle, David Hogg, Mark Lamont Hill coming up next, these guys are absolute complete tools. They are not sending their best. That's why I'm not going to let anyone give up. Oh my gosh, they're going to beat us. They own that. No, they're not beating anything. We're not giving up. We're fighting a bunch of losers and zeros. We're not giving up anything. I'm not going to let you do it. No chance. Quick break. Hey, stress may be why you can't lose weight. If you have a moderate to high stress level, a doctor-formulated weight loss supplement called Lean could be your solution. Chronic stress could wreak havoc on blood sugar, which can cause your body to store excess fat. Stress can also slow your metabolism and fuel weight gain. You know all about stress eating and sugar cravings. You heard about it before. Now the good news. The studied ingredients in Lean have been shown to help maintain healthy blood sugar levels, help optimize metabolism, and keep your appetite under control. If your life's a bit stressful and you want to lose weight, add Lean to your diet and your exercise lifestyle. Get 15% off and free shipping at TakeLean.com and enter code DAN15. That's DAN15. It's a good product. That's promo code DAN15 at TakeLean.com. TakeLean.com. Check it out. Email me your results. I'd love to hear about it. The statements and products have not been evaluated by the FDA. The products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Not a substitute or alternative to care from a medical provider. Thanks, Take Lean. We appreciate it. Folks are not sending their best. Of course, you saw the story yesterday. O.J. Simpson died at 76 from cancer. A bunch of ridiculous headlines came out, and a bunch of people had to open their mouths and say even dumber things. Listen, the whole entire O.J. Simpson debacle, I lived through it. It was one of the few times America stopped where everybody remembers exactly where they were. This was actually tweeted out yesterday. I'm going to give this. Tell me in the chat if you think I'm right. If you've got a dumber one, I'd love to hear it. This by far was the dumbest take of the day. Mark Lamont Hill is not a particularly bright guy. He's one of those guys like Pete Buttigieg who says a whole lot and says absolutely nothing at the same time. He used to debate on Fox and he got so ridiculous. I don't think he's allowed back on from last time. I don't know. Last time I checked, I haven't seen him on. He said O.J. Simpson was an abusive liar who abandoned his community long before he killed two people in cold blood. His acquittal for murder was the correct and necessary result of a racist criminal legal system. But he's still a monster, not a martyr. Okie dokes. Now you can see why people like Mark Lamont Hill have been relegated to the fringe of political conversation. This was all over Twitter yesterday. Now, in case you think it was just Mark Lamont Hill with ridiculously stupid takes on OJ, forgetting that there were two dead people here. By the way, not that there's any easy they were horrifically murdered. The reason you didn't see pictures of the crime scene is because you'd probably throw up. Here was CNN. Was it Stephanie Elam on CNN yesterday who amazingly said the quiet part out loud on TV? Remember, the internet lives forever. This is never going to go away. Check this out.
It's also just worth noting how much was impacted by this trial, Jake. So many things happened. We saw policing changing here in the city. And it's also worth noting, because of that unrest, that racial unrest in the 90s, that is why so many people who may not have been invested in O.J. Simpson were just happy to see that someone who was rich and famous and black could get away with what other people did in the system as well, too.
Did she just say get away? She did, right? I'm not crazy. I thought I cut that clip myself. Yeah. So weird she said that on TV. They were happy. I'm not happy. No one's happy with that. Folks, it's amazing how when you see incidents like this, people show their real true colors. And I mean, just pop out on social media and elsewhere. And there's no introspection at all. Like maybe I said something dumb. None. They're not sending their best to the left, folks. They've got a real branding problem coming up. You want to see why minority Americans, faith-based Americans are divorcing the working Americans or divorcing the Democrat Party? It's a branding problem, ladies and gentlemen. You can't play identity politics all the time like Joe Biden and pretend to be a member of communities, start with these ridiculous pandering attempts all the time, and then do stuff like this. Here's Rashida Tlaib given a ground ball by Fox News. Of course, she's a member of the squad, one of the dumber ones, by the way. She's given a ground ball. Rashida Tlaib right now, I'm convinced, is only in Congress to represent terror group interests. That's it. She's not there clearly for any other reason. She's given a ground ball. It's a freaking bunt. Here, we got a Don Mattingly autographed baseball someone sent me. You know I love Donnie Baseball. Look at that. Donnie Baseball. This is a bunt. A bunt. You know the bunt? Here. Here's the baseball bat. It's a bunt. You can't possibly miss this one. Hillary Vaughn confronts her in the halls of Congress and asks her a simple question. Hey, a bunch of people in your district were screaming death to America. This is the easiest answer ever. Yeah, that's no good. I condemn that. We don't want to be talking about death to America. Who does she condemn? Hillary Vaughn and Fox News instead. Take a look.
Congresswoman Tlaib.
Fox News. I don't talk to Fox News.
At a rally in your district, people were chanting death to America. Do you condemn?
Not talk to Fox News.
But do you condemn chants of death to America?
I don't talk to people that use racist tropes.
Why can't you just say whether or not you condemn people chanting death to America? Why are you afraid to talk to Fox?
Fox News is not... Listen, using racist tropes towards my community is what Fox News is about, and I don't talk to Fox News.
Is death to America racist? Is chanting death to America racist?
I'm talking about your guys' racist tropes. You know, you guys know exactly what you do. I know you're Islamophobic, but you guys got to go deal with it on your own self. You're not going to use me.
Anyone in the chat know why Rashida Tlaib didn't condemn the death to America crowd? Jim, producer Jim, are you listening? Do you have any idea why she didn't condemn the death to America crowd? Yes, Gee beats you all to the punch. Sorry, guys. Because she didn't want to. Because she doesn't want to. It's no more complicated than that. She doesn't want to. She doesn't want to alienate her Hamas terrorist supporters. Yeah, because she, Jim, that's exactly right. Don't overcomplicate this stuff. Why doesn't she condemn death to America, people? Because she doesn't want to. She is a supporter of the Death to America constituency. That's her purpose for being in Congress. Hey, couple more quick ones. They're not sending their best, folks. Here's election denier Jamie Raskin, Democrat loser congressman from Maryland, still ridiculously unaware that ivermectin is a compound used in human beings for years and decades, safely and effectively. He still thinks it's an animal dewormer, and yet this man's in Congress legislating the entire healthcare space. Take a look at this.
But let's start with ivermectin, which I believe is an animal deworming agent that some people were advocating for use to treat COVID-19. Has this been approved as a form of treatment or a cure for COVID-19?
No, it has not, if I may. I should also point out it also has benefit for humans with worms, which is a huge problem in Asia. So it actually won a Nobel Prize because it's an amazing drug, both for animals and humans.
I left the guy in, the science guy, because it's hilarious that that's a Democrat guest and he has to correct this idiot that it's actually not just for use in animals. It's for use in humans, like a lot of drugs. Jamie Raskin may be stunned to find out. You ready for this, folks? Antibiotics are used in animals and humans too. What? What? That's so that's crazy. Really? Yes, because many, many of the biochemical systems resemble each other. I know he's shocked by that. But yes, that happens. They're not sending their best, folks. I've got a segment from CNN coming up next where one of the guests is confused about... He's shocked that men may outperform women. He thinks there's no... It's a level playing field. Men and women sport. There's no data whatsoever. More on that. And then another guest getting wrecked up on Capitol Hill. I've got a lot of video for you today, some good stuff. Blackout Coffee, folks, it's time for you to be awake, not woke. I love Blackout Coffee, quite a few cups of it a day because I really enjoy it. The cinnamon French toast is my favorite flavor. The original's great, too. They use premium-grade coffee beans. Most people don't even know what premium-grade coffee tastes like because those woke mega corporations, they use garbage beans. Some of us have gotten used to it. You want a bold, never bitter flavor in your coffee? Check out Blackout Coffee. How many of you in the chat like the cinnamon French toast? I hear you talking about it. It's good stuff, right? Skip the long lines at the store. Order online. The folks at Blackout Coffee ship within 48 hours of roasting. It's incredible. Do me a favor. Go to blackoutcoffee.com/Bongino and see what I'm talking about. They're the real deal. Stop drinking that woke corporate junk coffee every morning. That's blackoutcoffee.com/Bongino or use coupon code Bongino for 20% off your first order. Make the switch to Blackout Coffee. It's terrific. You're going to love it. Blueberry crumble's good, too. That's Paula's favorite. Check it out, folks. Blackout Coffee. We love it. Our last sponsor today, I'll get back to these videos, Gen 90 from Genucell. It's the latest breakthrough in skincare from our friends at Genucell. Can also help work on those annoying bags and puffiness under your eyes. Instantly, there's those bags under your eyes from lack of sleep, you know, being overworked, stress, and even those seasonal allergies that come with spring weather. It instantly helps reduce the appearance of looking older anywhere you use it, around the eyes, the forehead, crow's feet, laugh lines, even the chin. They can start working in seconds. Paula loves Genucell products. They're quality and they're made in the USA. Now get Genucell Skincare's classic under-eye bags and puffiness serum with every Gen 90 order and their luxurious Genucell XV Collagen Builder Moisturizer with vitamin C and hyaluronic acid and a pure base for stunning results day after day. Go to Genucell.com right now for incredible packages over 50% off during Genucell Spring Sale. Results guaranteed or your money back. Plus, get an extra 10% off automatically applied at checkout. Genucell.com/Dan. Genucell.com/Dan. Order now. Get a free spa box gift set and free shipping. Genucell.com/Dan. Genucell.com/Dan. Genucell. Check them out. Love them. Paula loves them. 50% off plus free shipping, including Gen 90 for immediate results and classic serum for under-eye bags. Check it out, folks. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it. All right, back to the show. They're not sending their best. This is their brand coming up into this election season. Identity politics, racial division, confiscatory tax rates, sexualizing kids in schools, you know, partial birth abortion, no limits on abortion. This is their brand. They can't run from it. We need to pin it on them. That's why we need to highlight this stuff and show you what your choices are coming up in November. Here's a segment on CNN. Notice how these activists in the LGBTQIABIPOC2+ community. I don't know how many different letters they have in there now. Notice how they say things so patently ridiculous. They only appeal to a fringe, and yet nobody calls them out in left-wing media. Watch this segment here where an activist is trying to play down the advantage men would have in women's sports. And I want you to think about this while listening to this. If this is the case, and it's a level playing field between men and women in sports, why are there so few women ever that have participated in men's sports? I mean, you could probably count them on your hands. Why is that? Take a look.
The reality is that from a scientific perspective, we know that there are differences in sexes, and we know that the differences do tend to lead to athletic performance differences as well. However, when we look at broad-based restriction at all levels of sport, it's very challenging to say that scientifically that is supported in all cases, meaning that something that might be appropriate for swimming does not necessarily apply to basketball when it comes to individual sports versus team sports, as well as level of competition. And so the idea, I think, that transgender women have an advantage in all sports at all times, regardless of any kind of medical transition. I don't think that the scientific literature supports that at this time.
Folks, you understand, like, only morons watch that and buy into that? If that were the case, that there were a level playing field amongst XX and XY chromosomes, then why isn't Major League Baseball populated with 10 or even 5% women? Why aren't women playing the linebacker position in men's sports? Because there are significant differences in lung capacity, VO2 max, muscle mass, testosterone, bone density. These aren't just things you can turn off like you're some kind of small G god. This sounds ridiculous and stupid to people. And yet they're running on this. They're running on this. This is their agenda. Now you understand why black men and Hispanic men, faith-based, hardworking people, they're watching shit like this on CNN going, wait, wait, wait. That's the D? No, I'm good. Here, I got a good one for you here. This happened up on Capitol Hill. It's John Kennedy. He's got some, you know, they want a wealth tax. They're pushing for a wealth tax. So just so you're prepared, if we lose this election coming up, everybody get ready for a wealth tax. Oh, that's not going to hit me. You have wealth. No, I'm a middle class. No, no, you have wealth. You have equity in your house. How do you feel getting taxed on the value of your home? You mean when you sell it? No, like right now. That's coming. That is coming if they win this election. And if they win the election, win the House and the Senate, I guarantee you it's coming. A wealth tax. Here's the crazy thing. They don't even know what they're talking about. John Kennedy's up on the Hill yesterday, Republican senator. They got some big tax expert. She's like, man, these corporations are really ripping off America. She can't even name them. She has no idea who they are. This is the idiocracy these people swear their allegiance to. Check this out.
You have been very vociferous in saying that American companies are cheating. Okay, that's America. You're entitled to your opinion, but you're an expert, and just tell me who they are.
I stand by that. I think that there is evidence to suggest that some of these companies and the IRS has pursued cases against a number of the companies that Mr. Curtis has analyzed, including Apple and Microsoft and Facebook
and Coca-Cola. Is Apple a tax cheat?
I wouldn't say tax cheat. I think that's putting it too strongly, and I didn't use that word.
Then who are they?
I wouldn't say tax cheats, but I think they are crossing the legal lines that have been set by Congress and by the IRS in the relevant regulations. And because the IRS is outgunned, they're not able to enforce the law against them.
Let me start over. Do you believe that there are major American corporations cheating on their taxes?
I believe they are coming very close to crossing the line, and it's difficult for IRS that is outgunned to enforce the line.
Are they crossing the line or not?
Well, it's up to the IRS to enforce the line if they don't have the resources.
I'm asking you your opinion. You're an expert.
I think there's a good case to be made that, yes, they are crossing the line.
Oh, yes.
Okay. Yes.
These are their experts, folks, just like the expert on Jake Tapper's show there on CNN. You want your life to be guided by experts like this? Yeah, men and women in sports, really no real advantage there. Yeah, companies are cheating. We should hike everybody's taxes, wealth tax, all this other stuff, a hike in the corporate. Who's cheating? I don't really know. Are they cheating? Yeah, maybe. They cross the line. That goes on, by the way, for 7 minutes. Refuses to name who's actually cheating on their tax. I thought you were the expert. All right, switching gears a little bit. So yesterday, I don't know if you guys are on X or True Social, but you see Norm MacDonald was trending. Norm MacDonald, God rest his soul. He's one of that, probably. What do you guys think of Norm MacDonald? I think he's one of the funniest comedians I've ever heard. He's up there with Dave Chappelle, Maniscalco, some of the legends in the business. By the way, Jay Leno was good back in the day, too. Jay Leno was hilarious. You go back and listen to the original Jay Leno stuff. He was really, really good. He's still pretty funny. But I love comedians. They crack me up. Obviously, it's what they do. Some of them, not so much. But Norm MacDonald was just a classic. And one of the reasons he was trending yesterday on social media is he used to do segments on, he had this thing with OJ. He would do segments on SNL, Saturday Night Live with OJ, that just went on and on. There's a whole 11-minute compilation of Norm MacDonald throughout the years just going after OJ. You remember this clip from the ESPYs? Charles Woodson, the famous defensive back in the NFL's in the crowd. So they bring Norm MacDonald up on the stage. He's hosting the thing. And I'll bet right away they were backstage going, OMG, did he just say that here? Check this out.
And there's Charles Woodson. How about that? Oh, what a season he had. Great, man. He became the first defensive player to win the Heisman Trophy. And congratulations, Charles. That is something that no one can ever take away from you. Unless you kill your wife and a waiter, in which case... all bets are off. Just a word of advice.
You see the crowd? The best part of that isn't even a joke. It's the crowd reaction afterwards. Who's that guy in the background? BSC and Charlie? Is that Charlie Steiner or something? You don't know what to do. You got to rewind that clip on VOD, video on demand, afterwards here on Rumble and watch their faces. They don't know what to do. Folks, this is an old throwback. When Norm MacDonald passed, I love Norm, so if you'll allow me a little bit, just a segment here. Norm was really hilarious and brought a lot of joy to my life. Some of his interviews on shows, Howard Stern Show and elsewhere, were just the kind of things you go back and listen. And people are rarely that witty and funny, you know, all the time. Norm had a podcast for a while, and just like we have spots and ads, no one reads spots and ads like Norm. Did you guys ever see this? Man Greats, this is real. He had a podcast, and he had a sponsor. This may be the greatest commercial of all time. This is not a joke. He was doing a read for Man Greats, and it completely went off the rails. This is worth your time. Check this out.
Have you heard of the Man Grade?
Yes, I have.
You have?
Yeah.
Do you have a father? Man Grade is the perfect gift for this Father's Day. Is he alive?
Yeah.
Yeah. 100% made in America. If he was dead, it would have been a really bad moment in the commercial. Your dad's alive?
No.
Yes. I'm sorry about your dad.
That's fine.
Your father's dead. Is your mom still alive?
My mom?
Yeah.
No, she's dead.
Is any of your relatives alive? It's Man Grace. They're revolutionizing the way people grill. What, Adam Egan? It's true. You haven't heard of the revolution? You can put chicken on this or steak? That's not that unique. It weighs a lot of pounds.
Is that heavy?
Again. 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 No more flare-ups. You know, in your barbecues, all those big flare-ups? Why are you laughing? You're making a mockery out of the Man Grate. Chicken, steak, has never tasted so good.
John, a blackout. Wait. Would you give us the leeway to do blackout spots like that? I'm not as funny as Norm, but I'm going to tell you something. I don't know what Mangrave, if they're even still a company or not, but Mangrave should thank Norm MacDonald, even in the afterlife. That no one will ever forget. You guys ever see that before? The Mangrave spot? Is your mom alive? No, she's dead. Is any of your family? This is the end for the man. I needed that on a Friday in lieu of some other. Got a big weekend coming up. I've got a lot going on this weekend. I'm finally going to get back out on the boat with my orthodontics friend, folks. I've had some rough past few weekends, and I got to tell you, can I like diverge from the show content? I'm asking. It's my freaking show. It's called The Dan Bongino Show. I'm asking Tony. Like he's going to be like, no, or you can't or something like that. I've had some really, you can't stay in the house on the weekends. I've been kind of like sitting in the house and just thinking too much. There's so much going on in my life. You've probably seen the changes and stuff like that. You got to get out, man. You know, I find with, life, you only remember small chunks of it. If every day is the same, like when you went to school, they all blend in. Like if I asked you, hey, tell me about your 100th day in third grade, you're going to be like, I have no freaking idea. But if I ask you about the first time you went to Six Flags or something like that, you probably remember. And the thing is, you got to build those memories. I've been sitting around a lot, kind of, you know, been having just a rough time. I'm going to get out this weekend and get back and dive into life. You got to live it, man. Don't let it just like flush over you like you're standing in place. Ah, enough of that shit. I ain't Plato. I got more stuff to talk about. Hey, can we jump to the Dan McClellan video? I'm sorry. Poor Tony. I'm whooping this guy. Folks, is it okay if I talk about a little faith religion thing here? It's up to you. I want to do this. I've got some more Mayorkas stuff, but I believe in Jesus Christ. I love Jesus. I believe in your right to freedom of religion, and a lot of people are honest and earnest in their beliefs, and I totally get that. This has never been a real, this isn't really like a religious-based show where we talk about a lot of those topics. Again, it's not that I avoid it, because I do love faith and religion and discussing it. It's just I got to find it compelling so you find it interesting. And the only reason I bring this up is I'm on TikTok a lot. Why would you be on TikTok? It's a Chinese Communist Party app. Because, folks, that's where you find a lot of material. I have a very specific phone. I go on. I don't let them interfere with my phone and that. I wouldn't recommend you do that either. But TikTok's very popular. If you're going to do a show for mass consumption, you better go to apps where people mass consume stuff. What does that have to do with religion? There's a big trend on TikTok now. Evita, you ever on there? You could probably vouch for me here. You got to be on there. There's a big trend on TikTok of people trying to basically dismantle belief in the Bible and faith. It's all over the place. And it's okay. Listen, I'm not condemning that. I'm an investor in Rumble, and I resolutely and absolutely support. And I actually think it's a good thing that people challenge your faith. Don't take anything that you should be able to defend your faith. But there's a guy I watch a lot because he has very compelling material. I don't dislike him personally. I've never met him. We've never met at all. This guy's name's Dan McClellan, and he's viral on TikTok. A lot of people watch him, and he really, really doesn't like, I guess, the whole faith-based community. I don't think it's personal, but he's always challenging it. Here's what I mean. He has some compelling videos, and I suggest, you check it out, look at the stuff so you can get your own perspective on what's going on. But this one video bothered me a little bit. He was going after Charlie Kirk because Charlie Kirk had made the assertion that he believes Jesus is real like I do, because it would be quite odd for Jesus' followers to willingly sacrifice their lives if they knew Jesus didn't rise from the dead. I mean, they're supposed to be witnesses to it, right? So that seems kind of strange. People die for their faith all the time. That's not necessarily evidence the faith is accurate, but nobody dies for something they know to be false. McClellan, though, has an interesting challenge, but I got a challenge for that. I'd love to hear his take on it. Check this out.
And then the fact that Jesus rose from the dead, and I say, how do you know that Jesus rose from the dead? Well, show me another historical piece of a story where so many people willingly died a brutal death for a lie.
So I've just always been baffled by this argument that we can know this impossible thing actually happened because Jesus' disciples never would have died horrible deaths if they had not personally witnessed the resurrected Jesus and had not known for a fact that Jesus resurrected, because that betrays just stunning ignorance, not just of human history and of human nature, but of Christian history. Because Christianity is littered with examples of people who never saw the resurrected Jesus, never claimed to see the resurrected Jesus, who willfully and sometimes even gleefully sacrificed their lives in the name of something larger than themselves. And that's what's really at issue. Religious credences are fundamentally rooted in identity politics, in commitment to a social identity, participation in, belonging in something that people consider larger than themselves, and that frequently incentivizes people to sacrifice their time and their energy and their money, even their very lives, in the name of that thing that is larger than themselves, whether that thing be religious identity or national or ethnic identity or family or in the name of liberty. We can look throughout human history at examples of people who happily sacrifice themselves for something larger than themselves. And this fits perfectly the circumstances of the sacrifice of Jesus' followers following his death.
Now, that segment was intentionally long. And the reason is I really believe in the deepest of my DNA in honest dialogue back and forth. And you should be able to defend your faith. And you should go and check out both apologists, Christian apologists, and people who don't really dig the whole faith-based idea. You should watch them both. I think it's really important. And I think they should all have platforms. Free speech is something I believe deeply in my soul. So the reason that was long is I wanted to make sure he got his complete thought out. I don't want to be accused of cutting him off. But I think his argument, although he has some very compelling content, I'm not going to disagree about that. I think this is particularly weak. The argument he's making is basically the same argument I've heard over and over again, that a lot of people die for their religion all the time. But he doesn't, again, address the specific point that I think Charlie was getting at. And the point is that Jesus's followers, and if you don't believe they existed, then there's no point in having this debate. I believe they did. That's a different argument. But if we actually believe that Jesus did have followers, his apostles, disciples, which I believe, why would they martyr themselves for a resurrected Jesus if it was something they just made up? I mean, it's not like they, you know, they died by chainsaw over the head. They died pretty brutal deaths. He never really addresses it. If he does, I'd love to see the video, and I'll play the response if he cares to address it on the show. I'm happy to do it. But that specific thing, I get the point he's making afterwards, that his Christianity has a history of people dying afterwards who never saw Jesus. And that's, yes, that happens in a lot of religions. He's not inaccurate there. And they can't all be correct, right? Some of them have conflicting creation stories and elsewhere. But it's the story specifically of the apostles and disciples who claim to have seen Jesus, who then died brutal deaths for that belief. That's the part I find wanting in his explanation there. So again, if he'd like to answer, it's up to him. I'm happy to play the response on the show. Again, I find the content to be compelling enough to watch and check out, but we should be able to question and check out our faith with others and defend it. It's important. It matters to me. But I still love Jesus and always will. My faith matters to me, even though I'm an imperfect messenger. But I thank him every night for this microphone and the ability to go out and do that kind of stuff, just like I'm sure Dan is grateful for his ability too. All right, a couple more things before we leave today. I got some more content for you, getting back to some of the political stuff that matters. Folks, this Mayorkas thing is going down. It is going down and is going down hard. This impeachment trial, if it happens and Chuck Schumer doesn't throw some monkey wrench in the mechanics of the Senate, if this Alejandro Mayorkas DHS impeachment trial goes down over the border, it is going to be really damaging to the Democrats. Now, let me just get out there in advance. There is zero chance that he's going to be convicted at trial because it's a numbers game. We just don't have the numbers. So forget that. Get that out of your head. But that's not the point, okay? The point is impeachment's a political process, not a criminal one. So candidly, a conviction, air quotes, means almost nothing in this case. The Democrats impeached Donald Trump twice, making a political hearing out of it, even though they couldn't remove him from office and they knew it, because they wanted the story out in public. Well, now it's our turn. Mayorkas has failed at the border. He's put the country in danger. There are terrorists here right now. We know that. That is a documented fact. The only question is how many. We already know. There's a report today that came out about an Afghani national on the terror watch list who amazingly has been let go twice. So we know terrorists are here. We know Mayorkas has facilitated that. Here is an amazing question. I'm really impressed by this guy, Michael Cloud. Again, don't know him. I don't idolize politicians of any party. I don't care if they put cowboy hats on or whatever. But this is a brilliant question. Because the Biden administration has been insisting that they have and don't have the power, depending on the argument du jour. When when immigration gets really ugly, Biden goes, oh, I don't have any power to do anything. And then when it ebbs a little bit, he tells the base, well, I would do something, but, you know, I have the power, but I'm not going to do it right now. And he's kind of back. So he changes his argument based on where he licks his fingers. Sorry, explain it. You get the point. Here's Michael Cloud asking Mayorkas a great question. Hey, have you guys been stripped of any powers? Because Trump did this thing at the border and you guys are pretending like you don't have the power to do it. Did we take any of it away? Fantastic question. Check this out.
Could you speak to any authorities that Congress has removed from you or the president since taking office?
Congressman,
Congress removed any authorities from you or the president since you've taken office?
Congressman, the point.
That's a yes or no question.
Congressman, the point that you make with respect to Border Patrol agents is exactly why.
You're filibustering. I asked you a yes or no question.
Congressman, the point that you make.
Congress removed any authorities from you or the president since you've taken office?
Congressman, the point that you make with respect to Border
Patrol agents. The answer is no.
Folks, I got to tell you, I explained that like total shit, and I'm really pissed at myself. I'm sorry. You totally deserve better. I put a lot of work into this, and I get really upset when I don't explain something well. The gist of it's simple. If the Biden administration has the same power as the Trump team did, then why is immigration illegally at the border such a dramatically more worse problem? Why are the numbers so bad now? They have the same powers. That's why Mayorkas won't answer the damn question, because he doesn't want to be on the record forced to acknowledge that they could do what Trump did to keep the numbers under control, and they don't want to. Here's another devastating clip right here. Mayorkas is asked about a alleged Hamas supporter inside DHS. Now, Tony, can we go in a little bit in reverse? Throw up this NBC News piece first. So just so we're clear here, if you're a Seattle police officer near the Capitol on January 6th, you're fired right away. We're not really sure if there's allegations of anything untoward at all, but you, out of a job, daddy-o. However, if you work in DHS and everybody's innocent until proven guilty, but you have allegations of being a Hamas supporter, then all of a sudden, what is this, a year later or something like that? That we still have these, this person's apparently still on the payroll. Remember, due process is only a thing if you're like a Democrat these days. Check this out.
Since I thought this question would come up, but without addressing it directly with you, Mr. Secretary, after the horrific terrorist attack on Israel on October 7th, the deadliest day for the Jewish people since the Holocaust, one of your employees was exposed celebrating the attack online. It was later revealed that she previously worked for the Palestine Liberation Organization, or what's commonly known as the PLO, which has a very troublesome reputation, you'll agree. According to a public comment she made on LinkedIn as of 2 months ago, she was still getting paid by the department. Could you please set the record straight? Is this person still being paid by the Department of Homeland Security? And is the status of the investigation, what is the status of the investigation into her behavior?
Mr. Chairman, the individual is on administrative leave, not performing the duties or responsibilities for which she was hired. The investigation is ongoing, and I cannot speak any further about it because it is an ongoing personnel matter.
Again, if you're at January 6th, anywhere around the Capitol, expressing your constitutionally protected rights to assemble, you're out of a job right away. However, you work in a government elsewhere and there's allegations of you supporting a terror group, everything's A-okay. Hey, man, I'm sorry. You know, I know I today's show is no good, man. I'm sorry I let you guys down. And I don't know what, man. I should have done better. Those explanations at the end were not good. And my apologies, man. I really love my show, but I'm not here to bullshit you. I'm just one of you guys. Sometimes the product is not great. And today, I really should have done better. I put a lot of work into the show, too, and I just thought it would kind of flow a little bit better. And don't recommend this show to anyone. So I'm sorry. Don't. This is not my best performance, even though I really thought this was going to come together better than it did. So my apologies. I promise we'll bring the A game back on Monday. So what do the kids say? My bad? Whatever. Sorry about that. Just feel like shit right now. Wanted that to kind of, you know, hit with a little bit of oomph. But the beginning part, at least, is important. Pay attention to that electoral map because I see that as highly likely. That could definitely happen, and get ready. Make sure your representatives and state delegations are prepared for that. All right, folks, thanks again. I really appreciate it despite the failure to produce an A-plus product today. Download the Rumble app, and then if you want to watch on your desktop, rumble.com/Bongino. We really appreciate it. I'll see you back here on Monday.
You just heard the Dan Bongino Show.